You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
On Wednesday morning, the New York Stock Exchange, United Airlines, and the Wall Street Journal all had significant technical outages, which brought business to a halt, and all three claimed technical failures rather than a coordinated cyber attack to the outages. USA's Russ Jones talked with a cybersecurity expert who isn't so sure.
Trading came to a halt on the New York Stock Exchange. Computer problems grounded United flights, and the Wall Street Journal's website crashed. All claim it was a coincidence.
If you believe it's all coincidence, then there are definitely some bridges I'd like to sell you in New York.
That's Brett Scott, co-founder of the Arizona Cyber Warfare Range. While some tried to blame China, Scott says he wouldn't be surprised if the events on Wednesday were intentional attacks done by 17-year-old Lizard Squad member Julius Kivimaki, a.k.a. Z-Kill, of Finland.
I know from firsthand knowledge that the resources used in the attacks to which I am privy, those specifically were engaged from a botnet that I know that this individual owns.
Earlier this week, Kivimaki was sentenced to a 2-year suspended sentence for his attack on Sony and Microsoft.
If you think about the fact that one individual is able to wreak havoc across the world and there's basically nothing that anyone can do about it, should cause others who are ready to dismiss cyber warfare pause.
Kivimaki was convicted of over 50,000 charges but will do no prison time. I'm Russ Jones.
I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hyde & Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hyde & Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hyde & Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
And the weather forecast for today begins with sunny skies, a high near 85 degrees, and north winds between 9 and 13 miles per hour in Hunterdon County. Tonight, mostly clear skies with a low around 62 degrees. Northwesterly winds will be between 3 and 6 miles per hour. Saturday, we have sunny skies, a high near 88 degrees, and light north winds. Saturday evening, mostly clear with a low around 61 and calm winds. Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 88. Calm winds becoming southeasterly around 6 miles per hour in the afternoon. Sunday night, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly cloudy with a low around 65, and the chance of precipitation is 20%. Monday, a chance of showers with thunderstorms also possible after 2 p.m., partly sunny skies and a high near 84. The chance of precipitation increases to 40%, and the first day of the work week will end with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 68. And you are listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helpline's radio show every Friday morning between 10 and 11 here on the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Internet Radio Station. I'm Susan Lax, and I am your host of the show. And we've got quite a bit to talk about because, needless to say, we've got Salsa Night just a week away, next Saturday, July 18th, from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Main Street in Flemington between Kapner and Mine Streets. We have food and, oh my gosh, we have probably close to 20 food vendors. That includes food trucks, that includes caterers, that includes restaurants on Main Street who will be open to be part of this incredible event. Vendors, they're still coming in. People are still, is it too late? Is it too late to be a vendor? And right at the moment, no. So if you are interested in being a vendor at this incredible evening, which brings in about 4,500 to 5,000 people on Main Street, give us a call, 908-782-4357, or you can email salsanight@helplinehc.org, salsanight@helplinehc.org. And a shout out to my nonprofits who will be there, my colleagues at SAFE, my colleagues at Fisherman's Mark. Shout out to the wonderful sponsors that we will have, ShopRite of Flemington, once again our signature sponsor, and next week Sue Lang Saponara is going to be here on the radio with us talking about Salsa Night and the incredible things that ShopRite does for our community. Jake's Restaurant and Bar is our beer and wine garden sponsor once again. Can't get better sangria than from Jake's. And, of course, beer and wine will be available in the beer and wine garden. We have Unity Bank, also a second-time sponsor of the events. And so we're incredibly happy to have them. They are also one of the most community-minded businesses in our area. Always there, always part of the neighborhood. Hundred and Healthcare, another sponsor of Salsa Night. And what will we do without our fabulous healthcare system here brought to us by Hundred and Healthcare Systems from soup to nuts, including the Hundred and Medical Center. A huge shout out to the print shop, PSI, Print and Web Solutions, and Shout, their sister company. They have been a sponsor of Salsa Night forever, and putting together our flyers and our media materials, just absolutely incredible. Also, an integral part of our community here in Hunterdon County, always doing wonderful outreach for everyone. And the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, which we are just so proud to have on board sponsoring this event. You can't get better than that. And Chris Bianco is going to have his radio on the air at the event, again, July 18th, 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. So you can get on the air with Chris Bianco at their booth, and also the Flemington Downtown Improvement District. So the bid will be there. And you can't, again, get better than an event that not only is a fundraiser for 100 and Helpline, it's free programs and services to the residents of 100 and County. We survive on this. We survive on your donations. We survive on your participation in our events as a sponsor or as a vendor. And we are incredibly beholden to everyone who pitches in and says that this night is a night to remember a happening in our area. And so to have the bid and to have the chamber supporting that, because it also not just supports 100 and Helpline, but think of those thousands of people who come to Salsa Night who for the first time maybe are getting a wonderful experience on Main Street in Flemington with the businesses that'll be open alongside of our other vendors, and just the spirit of our community with our dancing and the food and the vendors, and just an incredible evening. And it's all topped off by the Ray Rodriguez E Swing Sabroso Orchestra. This is live music. This is an orchestra. Latino music at its best. They will be on hand to provide us with a wonderful flavor of salsa music and dance and entertainment. I'm so looking forward to it. Ray is just an incredible guy. In addition to being an entertainer, he also is reaching out to the community. He also is just incredible to give of his time and work with me to make this event absolutely wonderful. Remember, this is Rain or Shine. I know Chris before me was talking about salsa night, and hopefully we'll have as good a weather as we're going to have this weekend. Rain or shine, people. Rain has never stopped salsa night. Never stopped salsa night. We have danced through to the end, even when it has rained. Needless to say, dangerous weather. We'll have to put an end to it, but it has never in all the years. It's had rain. It hasn't had rain. It's had a mix of rain and nice weather, and we just go on and on. The show goes on. Everything is wonderful. The food goes on. And I cannot tell you enough about the food. We are having three kinds of barbecue. Three kinds of barbecue. Asian, traditional, and then Southwest. Three kinds. We're having Latino food from Mexican to empanadas to tacos to all kinds of different flavors within that ethnicity. Italian food, American food, classics. Paw boys, that's the first line I get on, I have to tell you. I have to have a paw boy sandwich. Have to have it. We probably have, as I said before, close to 20 food vendors. That includes the restaurants on Main Street that will be staying open. That includes the food trucks we will be bringing in and the caterers. So an amazing event. Viva Mexico is going to be there, has been there every year with us, and we're very glad that they're back again. Wonderful, wonderful vendors, from vendors for the kids, face painting, dolls. We're going to have jewelry, cosmetics. We're running the gamut this year. It just keeps getting bigger, 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 and bigger. So you've got to be there. How do you get there? You go to Main Street next Saturday night, July 18th, 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. Food, dancing, vendors, the community, people from outside of the community, people in our neighborhoods dancing together right in front of the courthouse on Main Street, the historic courthouse. We're having a party. You're invited. You're going to participate? It's a happening. You got to be there, right? You got to participate and enjoy and bring the family, bring friends, bring your out-of-town guests who are coming to visit for the summer. And remember, this is an event that helps Hundred and Helpline. So when you're partying, let's remember, it's for a good cause as well. Hundred and Helpline is 46 years old, has been the information and referral service for all the organizations in Hunterdon County for 46 years, referring people who have problems and who are at risk to the kind of help that they need. Hunterdon Helpline has its own programs and services. We try to give more than one solution, a holistic solution, so that somebody doesn't just get a Band-Aid but gets that solution. So 908-782-4357 is our local number. 1-800-272-4630 is our 800 number. We are your first call for help. And if you want to participate and support that effort, Please come to Seoul tonight, July 18th. If you're interested in being a vendor, again, 908-782-4357. It's not too late. Or email salsanight@helplinehc.org. And we hope to see you. I'll be right back after a couple of words from these important people.
Unionville Vineyards is the perfect destination for wine tastings and tours, corporate events, birthday parties, or your special day. Located in East Amwell, New Jersey, Unionville Vineyards offers an escape from the rush of daily life and a chance to relax in the beautiful countryside. Our tasting room is open 7 days a week, 12 to 5 p.m., excluding major holidays. For more information, contact us at unionvillevineyards.com or call us at 908-788-0400.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
This is Megan Jones Holt, the radio host of the Rotary Hour and president of Boxes for You. Why am I a member of the Chamber of Commerce? It can be summed up in one word: opportunities. Opportunities to market your business and yourself.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we're back. Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines radio show. I'm Susan Lax. I've been talking about Hunterdon Helpline and one of its biggest fundraisers of the year. That's Salsa Night, next July 18th, Saturday, 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. And we are going to have a blast, an absolute, absolute, absolute blast. Can't wait. I'm hungry already. And why is it so important that we have vendors? Why is it so important that this is successful? First of all, it is a benefit for Hunterdon Helpline. 46 years as your first call for help, and that means basic human need resources, support for seniors, persons with disabilities, physical and mental health resources, employment resources, community information, emergency shelter. We are the go-to place after hours for both Hunterdon and Somerset County Social Services when they close their door, as well as for the link of Hunterdon. And what does all that mean? That means we are open 24/7, 365 days of the year to help you, to help your family, to help your loved one, to help your neighbor. And without our service, without our ability to discern what the issue is, how can we fix it, not just in the short term, but in the long term? How can we involve the other community organizations, state organizations, to give you that holistic solution for your problem so you don't have it again? So that you can address it, so that you can find the answers to being more successful, whether it's financial stability, whether it is health stability. A call to Hunterdon Helpline at 908-782-4357 assists you with those resources. So, a fundraiser such as Salsa Night is huge. Why? Because we rely on donations. We rely on fundraisers to provide these free services to our residents. When you become a vendor at one of our events like Salsa Night, you are supporting all those free services. You are maintaining Hundred and Helpline for another 46 years here in your community. Also, making Salsa Night a huge event is bringing people to the borough of Flemington, 200 in county, at a time when the freeholders and all the towns are concerned about economic development and bringing more businesses here and increasing our ratables and making sure that everyone has a good quality of life here in Hunterdon County. It is important to participate in events such as this to show people from outside of the county that we are vibrant, that we are diverse, that we are able to have wonderful neighborhoods, wonderful programs, wonderful businesses, everything that makes a community vibrant and successful, sustainable for the future. Everything a community can give to young people with families. So you're not just helping Hunterdon Helpline, you're also helping bring people to the community to see what a fabulous place we are to own a business, to have a residence, to bring up children, you name it, start your own business. This is a great place to live, one of the prettiest places, I think, in the country to live, but it could also be a wonderful place for you financially to establish a business and to also become part of a very, a community that works together, a community that plays together. It really is kind of a hometown feel. It really is a community. It is all our neighborhoods coming together for that community feel. So whether you are a resident who wants to support Salsa Night because of Hundred and Helpline, whether you're a business that wants to support the event because you do want to attract people to our community, Salsa Night is for you. And if you need more information, all you have to do is call 908-782-4357, 908-782-4357, or email us at salsanight@helplinehc.org. Go find more information on our website, www.helplinehc.org/salsa-night. And you don't have to wait for an event to donate. So if you just go to our website, helplinehc.org, www.helplinehc.org, there are opportunities there as well. Nonprofits can only do their good work with your support. So I hope that you will, in fact, support us for all those reasons I just said. Coming up later, we're going to talk about Give Hunterdon, which is a group of nonprofits working together so that you can give locally. And that's huge. Huge. Because we want to give locally. We want to know that our dollars are going to our neighbors, not to somebody in another state, somebody elsewhere, but right here at home. And Give Hunterdon does that. So we're going to be talking a little bit about that in a bit. I also want to talk about community events. I was just at the Chamber's Community Day debriefing, if you will. I'm on the committee for that. And I have to say, the Chamber's Community Day is growing. This past June, the attractions and the vendors and all of the things that make a great event wonderful were right there. And it was a fabulous, fabulous event and great for the whole entire family. So do think about this next year because, again, Salsa Night, Community Day, what does it do? It shows people what kind of a wonderful working together community we have, that we do come together, that we do support each other. And it showcases that effort. It showcases that integral relationship that we each have with each other. Municipalities were there this year. The fire companies were there this year. So many different attractions, so many different things for the kids. Of course, Helpline was there with our striker poles and the Civil War reenactment was there, dunk tank by the community pool. It was a fabulous event, and it really says something. I mean, you know, if you look at old movies, they always have, you know, the county fair. They always have community days. They have something that says, we come together. We're strong, and we come together. And Community Day is one of those types of events. So put that on your calendar for next year. That's in June. And again, think in terms of participating. One nice thing about nonprofits and the kinds of activities that we put on, the kinds of events, they're fantastic social opportunities. So not only do you get to donate to support your nonprofits in the area, but you get to have a fun time too. I went to Safe and Hunterdon's fundraiser. It was a fabulous dinner at the Ridge Country Club golf course. Fabulous cause, obviously. Safe and Hunterdon, helping people through domestic violence. Fabulous. But not only did you pay to attend because you wanted to support Safe, but you had a fabulous time. So you can't go wrong. You're going to have a fabulous time and at the same time do something very, very important. So when I talk about Give Hunterdon, I'm going to have a few more events coming up besides Helplines. We're also going to talk about Helplines' new event, first time this year, and that's called Power on Seniors. This is a demographic in our county and in many counties, well, all over the world, that is often isolated and marginalized, trying to live at home, aging in place. So Helpline is putting on an event to bring attention to our seniors, to their needs, in a very fun way. It's called Power on Seniors. It's fun for the whole family. It's a series of non-exertion races, non-impact, power walking, walking with a walker. Another race is going to be in wheelchairs, non-powered wheelchairs. It's going to be so much fun. It's going to be at HealthQuest on August 15th. You can get teams together. You can race by yourself. We do ask that you have people sponsor you, and you can do that by going to our website, www.helplinehc.org/power-on-seniors. And you can register yourself as an individual racer or your team, and then people will know to donate in your name. So again, this effort is about helping the free programs and services Hunterdon Helpline has for seniors and persons with disabilities. And I know what you're saying. Okay, here's another nonprofit, always has its hand out, always is asking for money. And you know what? You are right. We are. Because we don't sell things. We don't have widgets that we market. We are non-profit. We don't have a income for profit. And the only way that we can operate is by putting that hand out. The only way that we can help other people through their crisis is if you support us through donations, through taking out a vendor booth at one of the events, etc. So we are asking for money, and that's a fact of life. And in this recession, it is even more important that we seek your help. I'm going to give you a break from that, and I sound like the NPR person, right, when they're having their semi-annual campaign. But again, they need funds as well. So it's a reality we have to deal with, and I hope you will support us. We will be back after this break.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. Fans are eagerly awaiting today's ticker tape parade for the U.S. women's soccer team in New York City.
You know, we're etched in history. We just created history. We're part of it.
That's midfielder Carly Lloyd. She helped her team bring home the World Cup for the first time in 16 years. She tells CBS this morning she doesn't even think the team realizes how high up they are right now. The U.S. team is the first group of women to be honored with a trip through the Canyon of Heroes. As we speak, the Confederate flag is being taken down for good outside the South Carolina State Capitol building. At a bill signing ceremony Thursday, Republican Governor Nikki Haley said the flag is coming down with dignity this morning. It's a rare sight, but former Presidents George W. Bush and Bill Clinton sat side by side at an event in Dallas yesterday. The two took part in a discussion last night as part of the graduation ceremony for the President Leadership Scholars Program at the George W. Bush Presidential Center. Bush and Clinton both said they believe candidates in the 2016 presidential race will figure out a way to elevate the discourse. This is USA Headline News.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-391-6916. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-391-6916. That's 1-800-391-6916. Call 1-800-391-6916.
And the weather forecast for the Hunterdon County area begins today with sunny skies and a high near 85. The north winds will be between 9 and 13 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies with a low around 62 and northwest winds between 3 and 6 miles per hour. Saturday, sunny with a high near 88 and a light northerly wind. Saturday evening, mostly clear with a low around 61 and calm winds. On Sunday, we have mostly sunny skies, a high near 88 degrees. Calm winds will become southeasterly around 6 miles per hour in the afternoon. Sounds like spring. Sunday night, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly cloudy, and a low around 65. The chance of precipitation is 20%. On Monday, start your work week with a chance of showers, thunderstorms also possible after 2 p.m., partly sunny skies, and a high near 84. The chance of precipitation is 40%, and a chance of showers and thunderstorms will happen Monday evening with mostly cloudy skies and a low around 68. The chance of precipitation at that point is 40%. And you are back with Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helpline Show. Shout out to Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Internet Radio Station. It's fabulous. It's amazing to be able to do this. And especially, again, for all of the nonprofits who have shows here on the air, because it really does make a difference in terms of our reaching out to you. I'm Susan Lax. I'm the Executive Director of Helpline. And I have to say, very proud to be with the organization, but proud of our volunteers too. I want to give a shout out to them. We have about 90 volunteers who make Hunterdon Helpline run. We could not do it without them. They are the people who are in the field, if you will, whether they be our friendly visitors for our seniors, providing a bit of a social break for our seniors at home, people who oftentimes don't have anybody who even calls them up. So this is just wonderful. We just matched somebody who is in one of our local facilities, and we don't have to go to the home. We can send our family visitors to an assisted living situation, and they follow them even if someone has to go into the hospital. They continue their visits. And it's just great. A wonderful gentleman who is into building things, and we were able to match him with another gentleman who has the same interests, and that's what we try to do, so that they can share their common interests, they have something to talk about, and they look forward to the visits. It's a fabulous program, and I actually started out as a volunteer with Hunterdon Helpline years ago as a friendly visitor volunteer. The rest is history, as they say, but it was an amazing, amazing experience. And while I was doing that, Hunterdon Helpline took over Literacy Volunteers of Hunterdon County and created Literacy Services, and I became a volunteer tutor for that. From there, I was offered the position of Literacy Services Coordinator, and I guess as the American dream says, worked my way up, and now I'm executive director. But I know the value of being a volunteer personally. I know the rewards personally, having done two different things as a volunteer for Helpline. I volunteer with other organizations as well. It is so important. If you think of how much it would cost for us to have a staff of 90 people, it's mind-boggling, and we're a nonprofit. Remember, I've been asking you to support us and the other nonprofits. So if we all had to pay for staffing for 90 people, our budget would be huge, and we would be asking you for even more money. So the volunteers, not only do they help us operate, but also for our clients, they are such an integral part of their lives. They are providing services that are truly improving the quality of life for our clients, whether it's friendly visitor or telephone reassurance for our seniors, whether it's literacy services for our adult learner clients. They are providing something that actually improves the quality of life for our clients. And those are people that you know. Those are your neighbors. Those are the people that you work with. And they could be loved ones as well. So we do appreciate our volunteers. We are very, very appreciative and really hope that they know that. Some of our volunteers just give and give and give. And don't even think about it when we ask for more. Oh, is it all right if you come again this week to visit so-and-so? Sure, why not? How about becoming a volunteer shopper since you visit this person anyway and they need somebody to shop for them? Sure, why not? Our volunteers are amazing. Our literacy volunteers have been able to get their learners through their GED, get their learners into higher education, get a better job, pass their citizenship test. So many different goals have been met because of the dedication and commitment of our literacy services tutors. And they are amazing. And all these programs and services for the client are free. For the client are free. And that is amazing because, again, without those volunteers, how could we possibly do that? I just so appreciate them when they come to the office because they're coming for some extra resources, what have you. I always try to remember to tell them just how much they are appreciated. Very, very important. So, if we're going to talk about nonprofits, we're going to talk about Give Hunterdon, which was started in December in time for Giving Tuesday. And the reason for it was that it is becoming harder and harder for nonprofits to be sustainable, to have the funds to continue their services, just like with having volunteers donate their time. We need people to volunteer their money, literally. It's, again, as I said, a fact of life. So what is Give Hunterdon? If you go to givehunterdon.org, givehunterdon.org. I try to talk about it every week so that you know that if you want to give back in your community, there's a way to do it. If you go to www.givehunterdon.org, you will see the logos of a variety of nonprofits in our county. You click on one of those logos and you will find out what they're all about. You will also find out their programs and services, and you will also learn about their needs, whether it's a monetary donation or a material donation. You know, again, nonprofits. We don't have fancy offices. We don't have, for the most part, those types of budgets that have matching desks and chairs and brand new conference tables and so forth and so on. We don't have that. We put all our monies into staffing our programs and services, and that's why we may have a monetary need. Maybe we need a computer that you could donate. I know that Hunterdon Helpline could use a laptop. So if you go to givehunterdon.org, you will find those needs so that you can decide, gee, is this the organization that I want to support because someone in my family used this service, or because maybe down the road I think they will, or maybe it just pulls the heartstrings of my heart to know that there's an organization out there that is addressing domestic violence, that shelters the homeless, that works with youth that are on the fringe and need a guiding hand to become successful adults. That's all at givehunterdon.org. And along with that is a community calendar so that you can find out the different events that they are having. And I'm going to just give you a couple. We're about to update our calendar, so I'm going to give you a sneak preview. Volunteer Guardianship is having a variety of events. It's going, the first one on September 26th at the Clinton Elks Club, excuse me, in Franklin, is the Harry Copeland Annual Barn Dance. Now, this is bittersweet having me talk about this because, as you know, Harry passed away last year suddenly. But Harry would put on a barn dance as a fundraiser on his property, on his farm, for volunteer guardianship. He was a member of the board. And so they have named the annual barn dance the Harry Copeland Barn Dance. This is an amazing organization. For me to tell you, you know, Hunterdon Helpline has probably more services for seniors than most of the other organizations in the county, except, of course, for social services. Volunteer Guardianship is a very focused organization for seniors, and it is for people who have reached a point in their life, seniors, who cannot make daily decisions and long-term decisions for themselves, whether it's their finances, knowing that they need to get medical attention, going to and from their place. The volunteer guardians are, in fact, that. They're guardians. They are helping them cope. They are helping them cope, for the most part, while they age in place. It's a very worthwhile organization. And so to attend their annual barn dance is important. They're also going to be having a senior elder care series of information starting September 30th. End of life resources, the responsibilities of the guardian in case you want to volunteer, caregiving presented by the Alzheimer's Association of Greater New Jersey, and the location for these seminar workshops are at the Hunterdon Medical Center, 5:30 to 8 o'clock. They're open. They're free to the public. There's a complimentary dinner. And to find out more about volunteer guardianship, needless to say, you can go to givehunterdon.org, as I said, or call them at 788-4893, extension 716. 788-4893, 716 is the extension, and of course that's a 908 area code. I'm going to take a short break. I'm going to come back with some information about our other nonprofits in the area.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Welcome back to Hunterdon Helplines, Hands Across Hunterdon. I'm Susan Lax, and we've been talking about the nonprofits in our area, their need to have your support, and I'm talking about all the events that are coming up this summer and beyond. There's so many wonderful things to do. We have already talked about Volunteer Guardianship's annual barn dance, and we're going to talk about Casa Shaw's volunteer training that's coming up in September. Casa Shaw is very similar to volunteer guardianship, except the focus is children, not seniors. They are volunteers who make sure that kids in foster care have somebody to look out for their concerns. And they are looking for volunteers. Very important. The fall orientation and information sessions begin on August 3rd. You know, that's really less than a month away. There's one in Washington, Bridgewater, and actually, three in Washington and three in Bridgewater. August 3rd, August 11th, August 19th, August 27th, and then two dates in September. And you must, if you're going to be a volunteer, attend one of those orientation sessions. So to find out more information, again, go to givehunterdon.org, click on the logo for Casa Shaw, and you'll find out all the information about that organization, what its programs and services are, and how you can help, and how you can also donate, because again, I'm not going to quit, We need support. So what else do we have here? Another organization that's going to be having events coming up in the fall is the YMCA of Hunterdon County. Their annual comedy night is Friday, 11:20 at 6:30 p.m. It's at the Hunterdon Hills Playhouse. An evening of laughs and fun. It all benefits the WISE Financial Assistance Program. And if you don't know what that is, it's their scholarship program. So if somebody wants to go to camp but doesn't have the funds, this is the pot it comes from. If somebody needs child care, this is the pot it comes from. So again, you know, I said before the break that we nonprofits, yes, we have our hands out, but when we ask you to come to an event, remember, you're going to have a fantastic time at this event. So you're going to kill two birds with one stone. I'm an animal lover, I'm going to say that. You are going to be able to give back to your community by participating in this event, and you are also going to have a fantastic time. You can't get better than that, right? You cannot get better than that. So very, very important. Those are just three of the nonprofits that are showcased on givehunterdon.org. And so I do encourage you to go and see. If you are a nonprofit and you haven't joined us yet, this is a wonderful opportunity for us to work together, to pool all resources, to get the word out. There's really no competition between each of us. I know many people out there like to say, oh, there's duplication of services. Oh, there's so many substance abuse programs. I can tell you that the substance abuse programs, because we are Hunterdon Helpline and we refer residents to those programs, that they are different. Some are an outpatient service, dealing only with certain kinds of demographic groups, dealing only with certain kinds of insurance. Others are inpatient services. Okay, again, restricted by a variety of different things that make it different from another program. Literacy services, we think our program is wonderful, but we work with other literacy programs in the county, from the ESC to the YMCA to St. Magdalene's. All are different programs, and some of our students are referred to these other programs while they're in ours because it gives them something that we don't provide. So don't think that it's duplication of services. It's really not. And we as nonprofits, if you're a nonprofit listening, we need to get that out there. We need to show people what the differentiation is because it's important. But we also need to show how we complement each other. And I mean compliment with L-E-M-E-N-T. We should be complimenting each other, praising each other as well for the work we all do. And that's another thing that Give Hunterdon does. We recognize each other. We recognize the work that we do. And we also pull resources, like I said, and that means monetary resources as well. Because we all know the price of advertising, and it's very expensive, and to put an ad in a newspaper is expensive, but if we pool our resources, it no longer becomes as expensive. And we've done that already as Give Hunterdon. We had a holiday ad, half a page, in the Hunterdon Democrat this past holiday season, and we could never have afforded to do that on our own. So again, if you're a nonprofit, reach out to us. You can go to givehunterdon.org to find out the information. You can always call Hunterdon Helpline for the information at 908-782-4357. No one gets funds for this. This is all about outreach for the organizations that are concerned. So, in the time remaining, again, Salsa Nights next week, I'm going to give a shout out to our senior program, Power On Seniors, Saturday, August 15th, 12:30 p.m. at HealthQuest. It's not about speed. It's all about support for seniors. It's a day of non-impact races the whole family can participate in, from power walking to mobility scooter races. There will be prizes for each race, prizes for the most donation raised. Get yourself a team. Get all your friends to support your team by making donations in honor of this cause. And if you're an elder care business organization with information for seniors, programs, and services, you want to be a vendor And so all you need to do is call Helpline at 908-782-4357. We're also looking for sponsors. So if you have a business that has an elder care focus or a program or service or product, please give us a call. The sponsorship is very inexpensive, and you will be on all the media vehicles that we have. So, and of course, here on the radio as well. But let's get behind the seniors in this county. It's the fastest growing demographic group right here in Hunterdon County. I'm going to give you, I'm going to try to do this for Salsa Night and give you a preview of the Ray Rodriguez Orchestra that's going to be here next Saturday on Main Street. And I know that we can call up their website, and I might be able to play their music. So in the minutes remaining, let's see if I can do this. I'm hoping we can. Okay. I'm going to put the mic down here and see if I can start this music. Hold on. I want to give you a preview for Salsa Night. Let's see. Am I going to do it? I don't know. Wait a minute. I may not be able to do this. Let's see. My technical... No, I'm losing it. My technical abilities... Not good. Let's see. No, I can't do it. Wait. I got a minute left. Let's see. I thought for sure we could play the music. No, media. Oh, well, I can't do it. But you can go. Oh, here we go. So see us at Salsa Night, July 18th. Coming up next is Boomer's World.
USA Headline News, I'm Ron Taylor. Fans are eagerly awaiting today's ticker tape parade for the U.S. women's soccer team in New York City.
You know, we're etched in history. We just created history. We're part of it.
That's midfielder Carly Lloyd. She helped her team bring home the World Cup for the first time in 16 years. She tells CBS this morning she doesn't even think the team realizes how high up they are right now. The U.S. team is the first group of women to be honored with a trip through the Canyon of Heroes. As we speak, the Confederate flag is being taken down for good outside the South Carolina State Capitol building. At a bill signing ceremony Thursday, Republican Governor Nikki Haley said the flag is coming down with dignity this morning. It's a rare sight, but former Presidents George W. Bush and Bill Clinton sat side by side at an event in Dallas yesterday. The two took part in a discussion last night as part of the graduation ceremony for the President Leadership Scholars Program at the George W. Bush Presidential Center. Bush and Clinton both said they believe candidates in the 2016 presidential race will figure out a way to elevate the discourse. This is USA Headline News.
Hey, I'm freaking out. Can I just watch you skydive?
Too late. I'm already strapped to your back.
What?
It's showtime.
No. No.
So, want to join our rewards program?
No.
Awesome. We'll talk about it when we land.
Bobby.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobil, Nationwide, Rite Aid, and Hulu. There's plenty together. Learn more at plentywithanI.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Bob was miserable. His website was invisible, buried 3, 4, 5 pages deep. No one could find Bob's site, not his neighbor, 6 employees, or even the dog. Then Bob found Tizzible, T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E, the most powerful local search booster on the planet. Now everyone locally is finding Bob's website. Business is booming. Bob's happy. And so is the dog. Catapult your business on the map for customers searching for companies just like yours. Get Tizzible at Tizzible.com. That's T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E.